right, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast, a podcast that is for black gamers by black gamers. I am one of your hosts, the infamous hood rat with the heart of gold himself, Cortez Washington. And as always, I'm joined by a special guest. This person is a game dev. They are currently working on Skate and Date, but you also have seen some of their work in Validate, Struggling Singles in Your Area, as well as Beatdown City, which is Treachery in Beatdown City. Ultra Remix coming soon.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
All right. Please show some love for Geneva Hayward.
Yeah, it's very happy to be here.
Yeah, great, great. That's dope. How you doing today?
Doing good. It was very gloomy out today, but now it's finally like nice and sunny out.
Yeah. It's always good when like the day starts off gloomy and then the sun breaks through and it's like, oh yeah, this is the day's not over yet. I could turn this around if you were having a bad day. So
yeah.
But dope, man. I can't wait to just talk to you about like, you know, your journey as a game dev and Skate and Date and all those things. But first I just want to ask you, what was your first game in memory? So like, what was the first game you played where you were like, not necessarily like a career path, but definitely like, oh, this is going to be a lifelong hobby for me.
Ooh, okay. I'm trying to think because like, so my parents are big nerds. They like play each other in Tekken and stuff sometimes.
Oh, that's so cool.
So like we had a GameCube like pretty early on because I have like three younger siblings. So we like played it a lot. But I noticed like I was just like very much more attracted to like single player games. So I felt bad because I was like, oh, my save data would keep getting erased on the GameCube because we had two different memory cards. So I played a lot of Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door, and that took up a lot of space. And then when my little siblings were like, oh, I want to play Super Smash Brothers, and they erased my stuff, and I'd be like, well, I have to start over again. But I didn't mind. I was like, what, like 7, 8 or something.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry you got erased. That was a lot of work, you know?
Right. Like, I mean, on the bright side, I never got that far. Like, at one point, my dad had to, like, print out one of those, like, game spot walkthroughs or whatever.
Okay.
I was never past chapter one. It's fine.
Yeah. Dang. You had to print out the game walkthrough. That's wild.
Yeah, I was that small, but I was really into the game. So I knew then and there, I was like, no, I want more of this. Like, I would be so excited to come home from school.
Yeah. Have you played it recently and beat it or no?
Oh my gosh. Like, I haven't actually replayed it recently because I was slowly getting through Origami King because I was like, well, this is one of the few Paper Mario games I haven't played because I was like really sad about the 3DS one kind of getting rid of a lot of the older mechanics and like writing. But I feel like I'm gonna play it eventually, but my little sibling has borrowed it and they're in Indiana, so they're far away from me.
yeah you ain't gonna see that for a minute, so it's all good.
Yeah, no, it's all good because they're like speed running and stuff. It's crazy, like they're on a different level from me.
Yeah speed runners are a different breed, I'll tell you that much. But yeah, that's dope. That's a nice little entry point, and also good to hear like parents started off been gaming since gaming, so that's cool. Yeah. So I would love to get to your origin story of like how you got on this pathway of being like a game dev, and also like how did you get hooked up with Veritable?
Veritable Joy.
Veritable Joy Studios. Yes, yeah. I didn't want to slaughter it. So yeah, Veritable Joy Studios. So yeah, I would just love to hear that, like the origin story of your pathway with that.
Yeah. So wow. So like first, everything started out like obviously I've been interested in games like most of my life, but I didn't really know how making games went. I was like, oh, you need like money, or you need to like have expensive software or hardware or whatever. And in New York, there are like free like high school programs. So there was like NYU had a free high school program that I went to, so I would just travel an hour every Saturday and have my whole Saturday dedicated to learning about like game development and stuff. But I loved it like a lot. Like it was worth it, and I made a lot of friends that I like still know to this day, which is cool. And so then after that, I was just like, actually I just want to do more of this, because I was very into like, we kind of focused a lot on like story-based games, so like visual novels. And I was like, all right, cool. So I can like just sit around and make visual novels. But I also wanted to like do more than visual novels, like at least on the programming side. So eventually I went to this program called the School of Interactive Arts, which is still kind of around today for like any like younger people who are from New York and want to make games listening. But so they like taught Unity and were very helpful with like college advising and just like for example, with even getting Skate and Date, what they do with like people in like their last year in the program, like seniors in high school, they sometimes have Kickstarters. So that's why I was like, oh, well, this is my Kickstarter game I'd like to do if like this gets approved. And that's how I started doing that. But I was very young and was like, oh, I can solo dev stuff, because I was just like, oh, wow, so many people can solo dev games and it's so cool and it's so amazing. But it's so exhausting. I did not know how exhausting it would be back then, which it's fine. It's fine. I've learned so much. But yeah, to get to Veritable Joy, well, I went through college, I went through NYU's Game Center, and it was a good time. I feel like I've learned a lot. I kind of wanted more out of their programming stuff, but also it's game design, so it's like, of course I'm going to learn everything. I got to actually, first I had an internship, so like my real game dev job, I personally think, is at Glow Up Games, so we got to work on a mobile game for the HBO show Insecure.
It's
like called Insecure the Come Up Game, so it's still in early access right now. And that was just like a really lovely time, and yeah, I think it was towards the end of college, just because I had like less classes and stuff. Like I've already seen that like Danny, like the head of Validate, was like, yeah, we would like another programmer. And I was like, oh, I would love to work on this, but I'm so busy. But like, you know, I stopped being like as busy, at least with school. And at one point I had two jobs earlier in school. So I didn't have two jobs anymore. So I was like, all right, I can do this. And also like, you know, so I was just really excited because like I've been following the game since the Kickstarter. Like I've played all of like the older demo and things like that.
Yeah.
And you know, because like they wanted to have more mini games, they wanted to have like the rhythm mini game. It was really fun and exciting to get to work on that.
That's amazing. That sounds like a good like progression of your journey, like from school to like working in that space. And also like that's so dope you got to work on the Insecure game. Like how many people can say I worked on the Insecure tie-in game? Like that's so fucking sick, especially for like the Black community too, just how much like Insecure is like embedded in our shit now, which is amazing. And like you working two jobs and doing all the shit that you were doing, salute.
Thank you. And just NYU is expensive. Like, I was very lucky. Like, the only reason why I even went there was because, like, A, I was like, well, I'll still be my family. B, scholarships. Because if I didn't get scholarships, I was not going there. I was going to be like, all right, I guess I'm going to California now. And C, yeah, I liked just, like, how it was more indie game focused and not, like, we're going to ship you off to Blizzard or whatever. And I'm like, I kind of want to, like, work in smaller teams. That's just, like, what's been most appealing to me.
And so with that, like just that approach of like the indie dev or just like small scale side, what are some things that like when you were like in the midst of it, like what did you notice in comparison to like maybe you talked to counterparts who were at like bigger companies or bigger orgs, you know, like what are some things that you noticed that is a big difference between the two for you?
I'm actually like not too sure yet. Like I feel like it's funny because I graduated from college last year, so like not all of my friends have gotten to be like, oh yeah, I'm working at this big company yet. But I think like because I've gotten to interview for studios that are like a lot bigger, and it's just like it's just realizing you're not going to get to like personally know everyone and be like, oh yeah, how's so and so been and stuff, because like at Glow Up it's very comfy, it's very homey, I feel like. Like it's easy to know who to go to for certain things. I feel like definitely like a bigger studio would take more organization. Oh my goodness. But yeah, I feel like most people I know are people who work in like at least like maybe 20 or less size studios. Maybe they're bigger and I just don't know that, but like it seems like most people I know work in small studios.
That's super cool, just being like embedded in that community. Is the community a lot smaller than you thought when it came to like the indie dev scene, like at least where you are?
Oh no, actually, like I feel like it's a pretty decent size, especially in New York, because there's like, I think, yeah, Play NYC happened either this, I think it happened this month. But that's like a gaming convention that's been going for a few years by Playcrafting. And there's like other like smaller collectives just around the city and just like indie game spots. Which I think is very cool. Like, I know that there's a bar called Wonderville, and they like can put people's games on their arcade machines.
Yeah, nice. Arcade machines, yeah. I feel like with like, especially with like Skating Date, since it is like a rhythm-based game, you think that you maybe look at like an arcade machine for that potentially, or do you want it to be more of an experience?
Yeah, like I feel like it's funny because, so another thing that the high school program has is like they basically like take someone's computer and like hook it up to an arcade machine, but it's like joystick and a few buttons. So it's like technically yes, but like thinking about like how it feels, like especially because like it's, I feel like I want it to be a game, and like it is a game that it's like you're like, unless you want to sit down for like an hour plus like going through story stuff, you're probably not going to want to do that at an arcade machine, unless I don't know, like it's just empty and people aren't waiting to play it. So it's like I could see that, but I'm going for like something that's like, oh, I'm just chilling at home.
Nice. And you have done basically everything on Skating Date: writer, programmer, musician, animator. Like, yeah. For you with that, like, do you have like a, you also like being a musician too on top of the programming is like very interesting, and that's really dope. Like, where did you like get that knack for like being a musician? Was that something that like you like curated over, like was it like a school-based thing, or was it just like a personal hobby that turned into this?
Yeah, it's more of like a personal hobby. It's very like funny just because like I wanted like music lessons for like so long, but I was like, we don't have any instruments. But I realized just like at the place that I was growing up, there was just a random acoustic guitar that had no strings. And my aunt was like, I'll give you money to like get it stringed up if you teach your little cousin how to play guitar. I was like, sure, I'll do it. He did not want to learn at all, but I got a guitar out of it, so it was fine.
Hey, yeah. It worked out for you, you know? You did your best, you know?
Exactly.
And everybody ain't into shit.
Exactly, yeah, no. He was very much being like, I want to go and play Roblox. And I'm like, I'm so sorry.
Roblox is killer, though, man. Roblox, yeah. You can't compete with Roblox. Like,
right? Like, oh my goodness.
It's like trying to compete with Fortnite. It's like, hey, do you want to do this puzzle with me, or you want to go play Fortnite? It's like, no, I don't want to do a puzzle with you.
No, like, but that's why, like, with my little brother specifically, I've been trying to be like sometimes I'll be like, because sometimes he'll come and ask me for money for V-Bucks, and I'll be like for like the Dragon Ball Z collab, like I get it, like I'll give you some money for it to be Piccolo, but for other stuff I'm like, sure, you don't want to save your money for something physical? Like, you don't need to give Epic more money, please.
Yeah, these intangible goods, man. Like, if they deleted your Fortnite account, you wouldn't have access to any of that. So it's like, you got to think about something else. Yeah, get a piece of art or something, man. Come on now.
Yeah, no, it's okay. He's getting there. He's been saving money on shoes that he wants. So I'm like, okay.
All right. That's easy enough, you know?
Yeah.
So with Skating Date, talk a little bit about that. Like, give the audience like a synopsis of that, what that experience is.
Yeah, so Skating Date is basically a roller derby rhythm game dating sim. So it's like focusing on these two high schoolers who are on rival teams of like their roller derby teams. And let me explain roller derby. Roller derby is basically like a sport where you have these two 5-person teams that are like skating in a rink. Like, but like there's like a... Wow, I'm forgetting my words today. There's the jammer, so they're trying to like score points by lapping the rink, but then there's blockers who are trying to block them. So you're playing as Maggie, who is a jammer, and she does really good all the time. But she's falling in love with one of the blockers on the other team. She's like, oh no, what am I going to do? So it's kind of funny with just the development of this game, because I will tell you, as like a younger like dev, like especially when I was early in development with this, I was kind of very stubborn. I really wanted the story and the rhythm game mechanics to be like kind of tied in, so it's not like, oh, you're just making choices like and then doing rhythm game stuff. I was like, no, I want the choice to be in the rhythm game. And so I kept playing around with that for a very long time. Like at one point I had it so that it felt more like it was roller derby instead of like, oh, I'm just like pressing buttons to the beat. I was trying to be like, oh, it's like imagine Mario Kart. You're going around a rink, but and you're actually trying to dodge people. And that I was happy. I was like, wow, I did that. But I ended up like shelving that, and basically what it is now and what I'm excited about, because most of the game is actually done. The only problem is that making money for bills gets in the way, and I'm also like, so a big reason I like ended up actually burning out early on with development was this, was because I was doing a lot of art pieces, and I think art is just really a hobby for me. Like I've loved drawing since like I was in middle school, and like I can still draw for my games, but I was planning, oh yeah, I need like 20 different images of all of this and that, and I was like, no, I can't do this. So I'm having my good friend that I've known since high school do the art for it. Their name's Eve. They're at Blitzy on Twitter. And yeah, I'm just very excited. Like all of the art for the prologue that's going to be in the demo will have their stuff in it, and still have like some of my art, like the animations I'm still doing. But yeah, so I'm very excited because like my goal kind of with the game was just like, It's like a love letter to my younger self. I was just like, I just want to see more Black lesbians in video games. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so dope. And like incorporating like the marriage of roller derby with rhythm, but then also dating simulation, like storyline, like overarching everything. That sounds super cool. And it sounds like you got the right like experience with like Validate and other things too, to like basically like craft that out. Are you a big roller derby fan?
Yes, like I feel like I haven't been as much since COVID because I've just been like, ugh. But like I've been like, I haven't even gotten to see anything for this season yet, but yeah, I love my like Gotham roller derby people. And I also like roller skating myself, but I'm too scared to be like, oh, I'm gonna start doing roller derby, because I know that will take up my life and I will not make any more games.
Oh, so yeah, that's interesting. You want to do roller derby? Yeah, I think you should give it a try. You should like definitely.
Yeah, no, it's funny too, because like I keep thinking about it more, because there's this one time when I was showcasing Skate and Date, and someone was like, well, what's your roller derby name? And I was like, oh, I've made ones for all of the characters, but not myself. So I haven't actually sat down and like thought about it, but I'll get there. Like, it's hard.
What goes into crafting a good roller derby name?
Well, I feel like a lot of them are like puns, which I really love.
Okay.
Or just like, yeah, like puns, metaphors, and things of that nature. Or just like, I don't know. I think I'm just a big fan of the puns ones, actually. Sorry, I'm blanking on names today. I need to like, yeah. Yeah, I think I'll just end it there, because I'm
best
just like
roller derby names. I'm googling right now.
Yeah,
100 plus badass roller derby names and team names.
Because there's so many that I'm just like, hold on. Oh my god, I feel so bad. I'm like, wow, I'm such a fake fan right now.
Lady Liberty, Nutcracker.
Yeah.
Death Row Roller.
I mean, like even like the team names. So like, for New York, there's like the Brooklyn Bombshells and the Manhattan Mayhem, the Queens of Pain. Like I love those. I like, and those are just the team names. Those aren't even like the people's names.
I like this one, the Derby Dolls of Detroit. I like that name.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, it has to, like, roll off the tongue. And that's why I'm like, it's...
I just seen one. This is a good pun one. Swiss Cake Rollers. All right. There we go. All right. You see where my comedy goes. I'm like, oh, yeah. Straight dad. just straight dad. The dad... to the dad realm of names, like, okay,
no, you're valid.
Yeah, no, but this is dope. I like it. It's like, it kind of reminds me of, like, not in this, like, kind of in the same vein of like sports, like wrestling, but like actual, like, real people, not like these,
yeah,
like, not like these, like, uniquely, like, massive, muscular, ridiculously sized people, and it's like, yeah, real people who have, like, real lives, but then also they're, like, real badass players of this sport, which is, yeah, so cool.
No, yeah, it's funny you say that, because some of my friends have gotten really big into AEW recently and just being like, "Would you watch wrestling with me?" And I'm like, I pop in, like, every now and then, and I'm just like, this is so, like, there's storylines, there are such big storylines going on here.
Yeah, I was an avid like WWE fan when I was younger, and like, now I'm like, I don't know what happened, I don't know what's going on in the world, but I was like, I want to watch AEW now. So I've been watching it, and it'd be like storylines, and I'd be like, dog, I'm so lost, what the fuck.
No, I'm telling you, one of my friends makes whole graphs for us. It's just like, all right, here's what you missed. I'm like, all right.
Sounds like D&D.
Right? Like, I'm like, oh my goodness.
Like, so this guy right here, he's a heel. But he was a face at one point. But he betrayed his brother during the super double double derby slam.
So much betrayal.
And, like, you'd be like, what? He's like, yeah, he threw him, he buried him alive, but he came back. And then he came. It's like, what the fuck am I watching, dude? Like, but
yeah. But it's fun in a goofy way. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, like, that theatrical, like, soap opera should come to roller derby too?
I feel like it could be, like, a fun thing to do. I feel like it has at some point.
It has?
There was something I was scrolling on Twitter or Tumblr, and I remember seeing some, like, a video of people doing roller derby, and I'm like, though, some things that this dude just did is not allowed. So I bookmarked it, and I need to look at it, but I was like, that, I know that's, that I don't think that's real. Unless it's just very old. Because, like, this dude, like, jumped and kicked people with the skates. And I was like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, that's...
Damn, he just did he, like, kick and then got back?
Yep, and kept going.
What?
Yep.
The
I was like,
oh, my God.
I was like, whoa.
I gotta see that.
I would also watch that, though.
Yeah, I would watch that, too. Damn. Yeah. They need to be, roller derby needs to be on ESPN. Like, they got...
Yeah, because it's like, you have to, like, go in person most of the time, or, like, find recordings online.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Like, ESPN. Like, it's not a problem to be there in person, but I'm like, you know.
ESPN be showing, like, cornhole tournaments and shit.
Cornhole I don't even know what that is.
Cornhole is a bean toss, like, bean bag toss. So, like, you have...
Oh.
Yeah, those two planks, those boards with the hole in it, and you throw it. Yeah. So, yeah.
They just show that. Okay.
They show that. The Ocho. I guess it's the Ocho. That's the one that they show all the weird shit. Mm-hmm. Slippery stairs. Looking at it. Chase Tag. I guess this is a spinoff of, like, Tag. Like, they have, like, a league for that. And you can't show roller derby? Like, roller derby is more, like, logical than the rest of that shit. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Oh, this is what I was thinking of. I was watching the Pogo Championships. It was like people on pogo sticks doing tricks. And first of all, it looked like they just rented out, like, somebody's, like, random high school football field. Like, it really looked like that. It was so funny. But they were on ESPN, so I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't, like, that's why I'm like, I need to catch up. I need to catch up with so much on roller derby news. And it was funny because, like, one of my coworkers at Glow Up was like, yeah, have you been keeping up with, like, what's going on with Gotham roller derby? Like, they increased their ticket prices, and they might, like, they need funds for stuff. And I'm like, please don't tell me they're going under. Please don't tell me.
I mean, so COVID might have kicked their ass though. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, which, like, I get. Like, I did not go outside. I was staying inside. Like, a lot.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah, no matter what the fuck was going on, I was definitely in the house. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, what are some games you are playing right now? Like, what are some games you're interested, like, that really got your attention right now? Sorry, I didn't have a segue, so I just...
No, you're good. You're good. No, I've been playing a lot of Pikmin 4. This is my first Pikmin game I'm actually getting through. I tried Pikmin 1 years ago, and I was like, this is scaring me because there's a time limit, and time limits scare me. Pikmin 4 is very good. I highly recommend it, and I love the dog. The dog just means everything to me. But what else? What else have I been playing? Because, like, besides Pikmin 4, I recently played Venba, which I really enjoyed. I've been watching I feel like that Squidward meme. I'm watching everyone play Bomb Rush Cyberpunk, and I'm like, I need to get it.
Yeah.
But I can't get it yet. I'm like, start of the month, all the bills, I gotta save for it. And what else? Because I'm definitely gonna play that. I have been playing Overwatch 2 with friends because I have friends who very much like it, and I'm like, well, it's game night. I also played Overcooked 2, which it's very hard.
Who do you main in Overwatch?
Usually Moira, Mei. Yeah, mainly Moira and Mei, but because I'm just mainly a support, it's very funny because me and my friends jokingly submitted ourselves into a competition called Five Supports. I forget the full name. It was Five Supports to something, but we lost very bad. It was so sad. But we had fun, so that's what matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't played a lot of indie games that came out this year because there's a lot. Like, I really want to play Love Shore. What else? There's a lot of stuff. But yeah, Love Shore is definitely one that I want to play at some point. I'm also catching up from games that came out last year/years ago, like Citizen Sleeper. But yeah, so playing a lot of stuff, but mainly Pikmin 4. I want to beat it this weekend.
That's what's up. Yeah, knock it out.
Yeah,
and then you can add it to the list of all the other games you've knocked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any games you're looking forward to is coming out soon?
Ooh, there's this RPG called Sea of Stars that I'm really excited for. Mm-hmm. There's Goodbye Volcano High. I know that's also. I think both of those are coming out next week. I'm very excited for those. Yeah, those are the two that come to mind. There's definitely a bunch of others that are just on my Steam wish list, but yeah.
Oh, Sea of Stars, isn't this like the prequel to The Messenger?
Oh, it is. I've never played The Messenger. I've heard of it. So.
The Messenger's cool. I'm pretty sure that's the one that goes from 8-bit to 16-bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never played that one.
I have it. I just haven't got to the 16-bit part because this is one boss I'm stuck on, and then I just like lose attention. But
yeah.
Yeah, but that's dope. Nice. Mm. Yeah, the indie scene, I've been really tapping into that too. One thing that's been going on, which is pretty cool, is that they've been a lot of... I'm a big FPS fan of like old school, like boomer shooters type shit. And so I've been dibbling and dabbling in a lot of those, and they've been really fun. So and the indie scene has a slew of those, like a wide variety of those. So yeah, but dope. That's dope. Yeah. Man. So we're getting close to the end of the episode, which means that it's time for words of affirmation, positive vibes from the guests. So I'm going to take a step back. I'm going to let you speak to the audience, give them some words of affirmation that you like to, you know, tell yourself every day or anything like that, or anything, the positive energy that you want to give out right now. So let me take a step back and the floor is yours.
All right. Thank you. All right, dear listeners, I just want you to let you know that your wants and needs matter, that yes, you should take a break, yes, you should get yourself a little treat today, and yes, that things may be hard, but making mistakes are a part of learning. Like, you're doing your best, you're doing good, just keep going. I believe in you.
Awesome. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Geneva, thank you for so much for being on the show. Where can the people find you on the socials, and what can they expect from your projects you got coming up, especially Skating Date?
Yeah, so you can find me at Gen Suta, so G-E-N-S-U-T-A on Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr and TikTok. Yeah. Like, I might be on Twitch again soon, and I also might change my username soon. I've been thinking about it for a while, but for now, G-E-N-S-U-T-A. That's the username you can find me under. And I'm planning on finally making a Skate and Date demo, like a new one, to be released on September 22nd. So I hope you all look forward to it.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. And if you want to find us on the socials, we are on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, UBG Pod. And make sure to follow us for all the things that we got going on, and, you know, keep up to date on stuff. But thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And as always, be happy, drink some water, and keep gaming.